だね。I love you, Lisa. Happy birthday to you. Until I find a way, I will say the only words I know that you understand. Michelle, my bell, someday won't go by playing a song. I need to make you see what you mean to me. But until I do, I'm hoping you will know what I mean.
And here he is, Michelle Marvel.
How you doing, man?
Sure, I hear a big
song. I will say the only words I know that you love.
What's up, fool?
Hi, Michelle.
What are your tempos? Happy birthday, Lisa.
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh, sustain.
Get right back.
Maybe you know, some people always go a little extra, you know. The only words I know, Johnny looks like a little mouse.
Yeah.
That's a
dog. What?
Right at 2 over here, right? The littles. What's up, fool?
How you doing, man?
Hey, we were together at the premiere, right?
I think so. Yeah, we were. For the Spider-Man.
You were dressed dope. On point.
I was representing both colors.
This fool sat by himself, bro, like a soldier.
What?
You were by yourself, right?
I went by myself, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't need nobody, bro. You didn't need no fucking entourage, bro.
No, I got Wentz, though.
Yeah, you got Wentz.
She's my publicist.
You sat with her.
She's the only entourage I need right now.
I was sitting with Lisa. Let's
get closer to him.
Yes.
Get closer to the mic. Don't be scared.
I'm here. What's up?
What's up, fool podcast? Johnny Rocky. I told you to stay in the other seat, bro.
Oh, man.
It's all right. You can stay until Rodrigo shows up.
Yeah, we close.
We got Johnny Rocky right here wearing his... Inglewood High School Laker jersey.
Wow, is it?
No, it's my high school. Gladiator.
What were you, though? Gladiators?
Mountain View Vikings.
Oh, wow.
The Vikings.
You were the wrestling team?
Yeah, I was on wrestling.
So
yeah, because I saw the wrestler.
Did
like,
you wrestle with Willie?
Nah. He's out of my weight class.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. What year was that?
2001 to 2005, all 4 years.
Wow.
You graduated in 2005?
Yeah.
Wow, but that's what I did. I went to Montreal that year. I did Montreal Comedy Festival.
Oh, man. It's like you graduated, too.
Hell yeah.
I was like in first grade of elementary, man. Good times.
Oh, my God.
Lisa, you were in your first year of college, huh?
No, I had just moved out to L.A. and was having a baby.
Wow.
I'd been married for 13 years.
Yeah.
We're the old ones at the table, I guess.
I guess. What's up, fool? Shout out to everybody. Aldo Viviano, Chance Legend, Jerry Barrones, Funk Out. That's it. All right, man. Before you can tell people, man, if you're in anybody near within the 3 hours of Raleigh, North Carolina, if you want to come to my show, I will hook you up with passes, okay? Raleigh, North Carolina through February 22nd through the 24th at the brand new Improv. And I mean it's brand new.
Oh, where?
And hit me up at fans@felipesworld.com and ask for them. And also, man, let me tell you right now. Don't be asking for me no other fucking tickets. Don't be asking me for no San Jose. Don't be asking me for nothing else. If it ain't Raleigh, don't ask. Miami, Florida, March 8th through the 20th at the brand new Improv. What's up, fool? Lisa's thinking of going and smoking a fat cigar having some coffee, walking up.
I don't know.
Walking to South Beach, big old sand crab eating her feet.
No, there's too much personally going on right now. I'll stay home.
San Angelo, Texas, March 25th at the San Angelo Performing Arts Center. Wichita, Kansas.
But you can get free March tickets 16. For Miami, too.
Miami? Way. Yeah. You want to go? You want to do it, bro? Or what?
Yeah, man. Miami was fun last time, remember?
Oh, you already went. Okay.
Miami.
Wichita, Kansas.
I don't know if we can make that promise to take.
March 16th. Wichita, Kansas, March 16th at the Orpheum Theater, Grand Junction, Colorado.
Boom.
March 23rd, Avalon Theater, Dallas, Texas, March 29th through 31st, Arlington Improv. Can't wait to go to Spiral Danner.
It's a busy month, man.
Yeah.
Congrats.
You managed to show up, bro. Save me a plane trip, then you could go.
Yeah.
Dallas is easier to take people. Miami,
check out to Felipe's World. Check out FelipeWorld.com/tour for all upcoming shows. Man, guess where
What's up,
Mitchell?
Tell me.
I was in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oof.
Wow.
Performing, bro. Doing a comedy show. You're Mexican, right?
What's up?
You're Mexican, right?
I am Mexican.
Me too. So is he.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His parents were. His grandfather was.
Wow. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Full mic. Yeah.
It's there. In.
So I went to Birmingham. I went to Birmingham, bro. I don't know what to expect. The second time I went there, the first time, bro, there was like nobody was there. It was during the. It was 2016. Ooh. It was during the elections. So
yeah.
Oh, everybody, man.
Crazy times.
They had barely started chanting "Build the Wall." Like it wasn't like it was the beginning of the "Build the Wall." Like they haven't even said "Build the Wall." He said he's gonna build the wall, but they. You know, but people were yelling out Trump because the fat white man got drunk and yelled out Trump during my set.
Oh, wow.
But he left quietly, gently into the the sunset. So their shows start early, bro. You know, the fucking South, bro. 6:30.
Damn.
Wow.
6:30, man. Let me tell you, people walking out of that place drunk at 8.
That is too early. That's too early, man.
Yeah,
yeah. To be drinking.
And they
like
call
that?
It a night by 10?
Yeah,
it was a crazy evening, man.
So I was at the Stardom Comedy Club. And ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I'm right here talking without introducing. Give it up for Mitchell Duval,
the
actor.
What's up, guys?
I met him briefly at the premiere of the Spider-Man movie, which is a
Into
badass
the verse.
Movie.
Oh, badass, man.
My favorite.
Dope.
My favorite
right?
Year. Yeah, it was
awesome.
Yeah,
it has to be, man.
That movie gave hope for a lot of for everybody who's not white, you know, because you know what? You can dress up like Spider-Man and go, hey, you're not Spider-Man? Yeah, motherfucker, I'm Spider-Man in the outer world.
Yeah, dude.
In the outer world, Spider-Man owns a taco truck, bitch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I love that, man.
It was bad, dude. Like, my favorite one, even though they didn't show too much, was a little Asian robot one and...
Ooh,
yeah. Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Penny Parker.
Yeah, I want to see Nicolas Cage.
Yo, Nicolas Cage character is on point.
Yeah.
There's a text where he's like, this man, when it rains, the wind comes and the wind smells like, I don't know, just with the voice.
Dude, he's moved around too. I loved how like his little cape or whatever.
Yeah,
just
man, and he's always in black and white. I love it, man.
So you do a lot of acting?
I've done acting.
You don't just play Mexicans, right? You get to play Israelis, everything, right?
Not yet, but I have
once.
You
can do the accent, like it's gonna be Puerto Rican right now.
Puerto Rican? I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't wanna disrespect. Yeah, I can go. You know, like puedo darle si quiero, lo puedo decir, pero I don't wanna
do
the.
I only do Cuban. I don't do nothing else. I do Salvadorian, bro. Y cerote, hijo de la gran puta, cerote. Está tuyo toda la noche, cabrón.
Yeah, man.
Those alto voices.
Something that I really want to nail is like the Colombian, like, ¿qué hubo, es parcero? You know, like, oh, I love that accent.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Accent,
going into character.
Voy a matar a tu papá, a tu abuelita. Y tu abuelita está muerta, la voy a desentrar, la voy a matar otra vez. Te voy a matar a tu perro. Si no tienes perro, te voy a comprar perro. Cuando te enamores con el perro, lo voy a matar.
Close.
Yeah, that was good.
Your
S's. That was good. It was a rewrite.
Yeah.
There's a couple of
S's had to be like
a couple shit. Of S's.
Yeah,
S.
Man. What's up, fool? So, man, what happened, bro? Spotlight 29 Casino, dog. You went to go get the food, they didn't even give it to you.
Oh, man, I got there, dude, and they told me someone from the casino showed up to get it. The dude lied to my face.
What do you mean?
We were at a casino, right? They robbed us for our food.
I was like, are you sure no one showed
up? We ordered, like, we have special
casino
needs.
Didn't even know
we're
about.
Vegan, right? I'm vegan, so we ordered food.
Congrats.
We have special needs.
There you go. Yeah, I need a parrot at my show. It's a perico.
Special needs.
Anyway, so we ordered some food. Like, we ordered a bunch of food, and we said, We said Ben Stiller, he'll get it, right?
Yes.
And then when he gets there, man, they tell him, man, someone already came to got it. To get it, right?
Yeah. They told me that. Like, and I was like, we sent nobody. I was the guy to come get it.
Didn't even know about the food. Nobody knew where we're going to get it from.
Rodrigo was starving, man.
Oh, everybody was. We were all drooling.
Rodrigo was out, like, is there a taco truck nearby? Yeah, man, but it's like an hour away.
Oh.
And they start packing up in 30 minutes.
Oof.
But you didn't even ask the guy's name, right? What security guard?
Yeah, well, I was like, who sent it? And he was like, somebody from the casino. And, like, he didn't give me any information.
But you threw the food away because they wanted to eat it, and they never made it.
I bet you someone took it home. Oh, they're supposed to be here by now.
It's some type of X-Files episode, you know, like, where is the food?
Were you guys late or something picking it up?
No.
Were they going to close or something?
Rodrigo called. The guy said, we're going to close already. He goes, can you stay open for us? But the guy said, yeah, all right. He probably didn't want to stay open or...
Well, they were cleaning and stuff when we got there. Like, they were still, like, doing busy work to finish up the night.
Yeah. The guy said, I don't know. I fix sprinklers.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
What's up, fool? What's up, bro? What you been up to? You're writing a show?
Oh, yeah. I got a show. I can't really say for who because...
Wow. Good, man. Congrats.
So there was no meeting.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I'm writing on a show. That's cool. I'm excited about it.
And you paid?
I gotta like cut myself out the budget, but like it's cool that I get like to do it on a high end like platform.
Yeah,
finally, bro, you've been doing last year for free.
Dog, I've been doing things off of cell phones, off of video cameras.
You gotta do the struggle, man. Like if you do believe in the project, it doesn't matter if you get paid at first, as long as you're there. I get you. I've done that.
Somebody said you like fucking Teen Wolf mid transition, bro.
Oh man,
you got the job without the whiskers, eh?
I need more hormones.
Yeah, these are the people watching
right now. What part of Mexico
are
you from? I'm from Sinaloa.
Really? Wow, man. You're Los from Montes. The north. Nice.
I'm actually Ruiz Cortines.
Nice, man. I'm from Mexico City, born and raised.
Oh, cool.
All my life.
A lot of people from Mexico City live in fucking Birmingham, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the girl that was our waitress, she was from Culiacan.
Yeah.
But everybody else was from... Oh, who, shout out to Mario, the guy who draws us. What's his name?
Mario Cruz.
Yeah, he's Mario, what's up?
He's from Mexico DF, bro. Oh,
nice.
Damn.
He moved out here when he was 3 years old. So
For some reason, I always thought he was Puerto Rican.
Me too.
Oh, wow.
Puerto
Rican.
I did.
He was transitioning from San Diego to DC, to DF, transitioning, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, smuggler of toys. I guess. I don't know. But all his people were from DF.
Yo, I didn't know the cultural difference between like Mexico City people.
Oh, they're totally different.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They have their own slang and everything.
Yeah, it was like it blew my mind when I found out.
Yeah, man, I feel like Mexico City is a city that has like a bad rep. But once you're there, you're like, no, this is bullshit, man.
It's a big ass city, huh?
It's a big ass city, but still, man, like it's so big that you have like the bad places and you have the really good places also, man. And I love it, man. It has so much story.
Like me, when I was like, he's right about the bad part because what's stuck in my head is that video one time on A Current Affair.
Yes.
Where a man is walking and like 10,000 little kids rob him and get him naked.
Is that in Mexico City though?
Because you know,
fake media is crazy. No. Like it'll happen in Haiti and they'll be like, it was in California and people buy it.
It could have been hormigas,
what do they call them?
Yeah. Or the fucking... The runs in fucking Brazil.
I've never heard of something like that happening in Mexico City, man.
But not, like everywhere, though, but wherever there's a lot of tourists.
But there was a man walking, bro, and like 10 kids walked up to him with little knives, and they strip him down, bro, take his wallet real fast, and then they walk to the next person.
I don't think that's Mexico. But still, man, you know, like you can find places like that, but I do feel like you can find places anywhere in the world, man. If you go to the wrong place of town, dressing really well, you know, like you get yourself
in
trouble. What's up?
Rodrigo coming in. Scoot over here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
What up, dog? Rodrigo Torres in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Careful.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Oh. Is it your birthday or the?
No.
Okay.
Rodrigo's a few days ago, but nobody was here. I spent it alone.
When?
It was the 16th.
The 16th? Okay.
We have Mitchell Duval, fool.
Mitchell.
Yeah, you can just Michelle. You got it. Thank you, man.
I used to know a guy named, his last name was
Michelle. He's talking about DC, dog. He's talking about. He was saying that, It's not as bad as they say. And I was telling him
it's not as bad as they say.
DF. I was telling him that when, like, I saw a video one time on A Current Affair. He said it was probably fake news, but you know it could have been. It was like a bunch of little kids. They attacked some business guy and they fucking took all his shit.
What year was that? In the 90s?
It was the 80s. 83.
Well, I wasn't even born there. But I don't think that would happen in Mexico.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. True, man. You know, and it's like even like weird to say, but I feel like even though in Mexico, like everything that happens, like there's some type of like code.
Yeah.
Like they won't mess with kids. They won't mess with women. Like if you get it, you deserved it in a way.
That's what
it's
I was thinking.
Just like random
street justice
that you can get.
Like, street justice.
Kind of, no?
That's what we were always saying. Like if you're getting mixed up in, I mean, you're usually doing something wrong or going down the wrong alleyway.
Very
for some
rare,
reason, you know, asking for drugs or whatever you're looking for.
Innocent bystanders are very rare. Mm-hmm.
It is, man, but it's crazy. You know, like it's crazy all over the world because here you can go to a church and just get shot. You know, so like it's a morality code different in every country. But I was telling, like, I feel like Mexico City has a bad rep. But once you get to the city, you're like, no, this is good, man.
It's a different world, though.
It's a different world, man. It's like a cultural clash, but it's so amazing, man.
But that was like in the 80s, probably with all organized.
If it was in the 80s?
Kidnapping people.
Yeah.
80s was crazy.
I went in 98 one time.
There's a Washington, bro. They were kidnapping people in D.C. every 10 seconds.
Yeah, I seen someone get straight jacked, get their like purse like cut off real quick, their camera cut off real quick, and then people are gone. And I also seen that shit happen where
you can hold your watch.
A couple people try to rob somebody and then like fuck.
You saw that?
Yeah, I seen it with my own eyes.
When?
In 1998.
That happens in New York.
Damn. So yeah, it's the same shit. So it happens in the streets of LA.
Yeah.
But that going back to the video, this fool said that he's seen and I seen Rich people grab those fools and then they beat him up and then fucking help him kill the cops.
He's talking about 10 kids with small knives.
All Brazil style and shit.
Yeah, Brazil.
There we go.
But now,
Peru.
But if you go to Tepito, then you go there, you can get jacked as soon as the fucking
and you can get a mammoth. So like it's
by ivory and shit.
But I feel like now, like when I went to do that video shoot in Tijuana.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, though. When we got across the border, I was fearing for my life.
Dude. You were all scared. But he was. He was shaking in his boots. You were holding it in.
But what do you think was going to happen?
He was nervous. He had believed the hype, I think, about a lot of stuff. I was relaxed. I felt good there.
You're white.
No, it's not because I'm white. I should be more scared over there, shouldn't I?
You go missing, they go look for your ass.
No, I don't care about that. You had some sort of built-up tension about it.
But then it took me a while, but then after a while, bro, it was good.
It was beautiful.
Hell yeah.
As soon as I saw those Asian people taking photos by the wall, like a tourist attraction, I thought, okay, man.
Nobody wants that's the thing. Nobody wants their tourist money.
It's like
money
we went to like the American side. Like,
yes.
Not the border, but the wall, but the beach.
Yeah,
there's a place where you could
Friendship Park.
Yeah, Friendship Park.
Yeah, where you can like touch fingers.
Yeah,
it
used to be able to open it every once in a while. Like
they do every once in a while.
A few hours on the weekend.
A few hours on the weekend.
No, it's like every year or something like that.
Well, yeah, not every year, but it used to be like every weekend.
So we stood there, man, and like
it's gotten less and less.
It was all like, hey, be careful, don't go over there, and a bunch of nosy ass people at the beach, you know, like. Trying to be men and men.
What happened?
Reporting and everything.
Yeah.
Like, if you ride your bicycle, there's some white dude riding a bike, he'll call the cops, bro. For no reason. But we're just driving, though. We have permits and everything. He still call the cops.
Fox News was there?
No, that old man, they got on his phone as soon as he saw our van. Fox News was there, but as soon as we went to the other side of Mexico, man, it was a party.
People were nice.
People are nice.
Yeah, man, the
there's
statues
music
were cool.
And stuff.
They broke into our stuff.
Except for that part.
Where they breaking you guys' shit at?
Beautiful.
Right there.
Yeah, right at the beach.
Playing Playas. You guys didn't go to Revolution or nothing?
Mm-mm. No, we were.
It's right next to the Bulls thingy, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
The security looked at us sad, like,
they got their cut.
Well, I guess.
When I think about it, remember when I went to ask that lady if I could use the restroom, she said no. I think right there they were hiding our stuff.
Oh.
With the little mop bucket?
Yeah, the mop bucket's there. I think they had our stuff right there.
You're in someone else's neighborhood, dog.
But I don't know. Luckily, they just got back.
Then a cop showed up all late later on and goes, better lock your doors.
Yeah,
you got a cut already, bro.
Oh, no.
The doors were locked. They busted it with us.
Somebody got a memory stick. Somebody split the camera.
And then the guy over there goes, no, pareció que lo quebró con una pistola. Really? Exactly a pistola?
Right, he
pistola.
Saw it and everything.
They told you to shut up.
It was him, dog.
he actually made it all happen.
He has that face, man, that he wakes up, eats tacos, and goes to sleep, bro, and eats menudo.
A hard stomach Mexican.
His face was red, bro, like James Brown. Like the ribs are done. Like crispy.
Crispiado.
What's up, food? Chillin'. That bread, dog.
It's all good.
From Vegan by Victoria's.
Yeah. We're talking about Birmingham, bro. Everybody was all nice in the South.
How y'all doing? Welcome to Birmingham.
They were nice, huh?
Yeah, everybody's cool, man.
You had some good ass ribs?
Good ass whole food, man, at Gabrielle's.
Everybody's saying that Felipe's mic is low.
Is it? Then I heard him.
What up?
Well, I said that.
Can you hear me, fool?
But Birmingham's a shit, dude.
Warrior Squad, get a new stereo system.
But that club, fool, the Stardome, dog, that's a legendary stand-up club.
Look at that. It says Mexico City, the capital of kidnapping, man on fire.
Yeah.
Guys.
Watch too many movies.
A movie, yeah. Let's be a little more mature.
And it's a remake.
Imagine. I don't think they can top it, man. Dakota and Denzel.
No, the Under Man on Fire was a remake of another movie that came out in the 70s.
No way.
Well, that's the thing, though. That throughout time, places change. Cities change. And, of course, the crime was worse back then. I mean, then people were getting kidnapped and, you know.
Like in that movie in the 70s, it was more like she was taken by Libyans.
Mm. Oh,
some yeah. That shit is, dude. Lebanese.
Yeah. Whatever city, whatever country, whatever year it is to pick out what nationality, that's going to be the bad person in movies.
Yeah, like in the
90s. Like in the 90s, Iran, Iraq. Yeah. All the bad guys.
Before that, it was like the Germans.
The
huh?
Germans, yeah. And then before that, the Russians. And then before that, the Indians.
Indians?
Indians, yeah. Cowboy members.
Native Americans, yeah.
You make Indians look bad, eh? You make Ronald Reagan look good. Pa, pa, pa. And then it was beating up Chinitos, bro, and a Rambo.
Yeah.
Wow. Vietnamese.
I really thought we won Vietnam, bro. Watching the way Rambo saw it. Like
one guy went over there and killed
real dog. When I saw Chuck Norris and Missing in Action, I said, nah, we won this, right?
Yeah.
And somebody said, nah, bro. You see all the how many paraplegic motherfuckers are?
Delta Force, dog.
I'm a badass movie,
dog. That is a badass movie. But Chuck Norris.
But think about it, Mitchell. Like, Michelle. Yeah. All those movies was getting our generation happy to buy guns later on.
Always, so they were, dude.
Oh, so yeah.
Since the Colt 45.
They were setting the dominoes. They're
putting it in our heads. The guns are good. Little by little. That's why so many people in my age, our generation, like your generation, we love guns.
They're just fun.
Like we knew every type
boy
of,
loves guns.
Yeah. Every type of gun, bro. If I saw it on TV, oh, that's that 9mm, that fool shot that fool on fucking on Adam 12.
I've always loved guns.
Isaac knows every gun ever made.
You guys don't have a gun?
Historic guns.
I could spot a Desert Eagle. That's all.
You have a Desert Eagle?
No.
Oh.
I'll never have a gun in my house.
No.
Never.
I'm not interested.
You have a Desert Eagle? Fool?
No, good thing. I could spot one, though.
It's fine for other people, but I'm not.
I got an owl.
Yeah, man. I think it's too much responsibility in one.
Yeah? You don't have guns?
Are guns illegal in Mexico City?
They are, yeah.
Like happen.
They are, but they're not. You know, like they are by law, but they're not. If you do want to get
them, if the cops don't come,
if you want to get it, you're gonna get it, man.
I saw this video. This guy goes, "See, I'm a law-abiding citizen, and the law says turn in my guns. I'm not turning my guns. But how about the Crips? How about the Bloods? Are they gonna turn in their guns? Well, I gotta keep mine." Something like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's the argument all the time.
To protest.
Well, that's that argument. Yeah. That's the argument that the military and the police are armed. Why shouldn't we be armed? But then my question is always like, how do you know when it's time that everybody's going to rise up and pick up their guns and fight back against? Or is it's just going to be you? Yeah,
it's going to be
cops.
You, Ruby Ridge.
When I see that CNN truck in front of my house.
There's never a bunch of people rising up.
I ain't rising up.
No.
If you come to my house, I'll shoot you. That's it. But I'm not going to go fucking look for trouble,
but
dog.
People always say, well, we don't want the cops
so
or the military
raise the British flag?
overpowering us with their weapons. Yeah. We should be able to defend ourselves against tyranny, basically.
I don't know.
Like,
man,
how do you know when it's time
I just
time
know
for
this,
that?
Man. From experience, the LAPD has a lot of fences, and they'll just gate. They'll fucking put a fence around all these bad areas and keep everybody inside.
Yeah. The National Guard will come.
Yeah.
I've seen the LAPD, but they have a lot of gates.
They can quarantine areas quickly.
They shut down the grid.
I never realized this, how hard it is to get away from the police to up in the sky, like 35 miles up in the air. You look down, and it's all like a little puzzle. There's no way to run.
Yeah, it's a grid.
Dude, you're caught. Like, also, you can't.
You can still get away.
Like, you can't outdrive a helicopter. That's the thing. Like, that's like street racing got really dangerous.
No shit.
Yeah, 100%, man. Unless.
Well, even like
you go under a roof. Yeah. Yo, yeah.
A tunnel.
Yeah.
I think they do lose people. I always think like I would be driving and just jump out of the car. The car keeps going, and then I go the other way.
How prepared?
It sounds so easy, right? Right?
Okay, Jason Bourne over here.
Following crashes.
But see, it's like what you know is how you can get away, dude. Like, motherfuckers get away in tunnels all the time, but you have to fucking know what the fuck is up.
I think so, man. Yeah.
You robbed the store after you got in a fight with your lady, you're probably going to get caught.
Yeah, but people are usually too panicky in their heads. That too.
Yeah.
They make mistakes.
They punch everybody you see.
Yeah, you can think about it as much as you want, but when the moment is there.
I'm going to punch this getaway man.
But you know what?
The little kid too.
Right after 9/11, though, you know, I was there in New York. I saw the plane go in from my office building and everything.
Wow.
Well, I saw the second plane go in. The first one we couldn't see because we only saw the back tower. But anyway, right after it happened, we couldn't call on our cell phones. Cell phones didn't work.
Yeah.
And there were lines around the corner for landlines. And we had the only landline in our apartment building, too. And people were running in from the stock exchange using our landline because cell phones weren't working. And people were saying, it was because the tower, there was a communication tower on top of Tower 2.
Okay.
But it hadn't fallen yet when we weren't able to use the cell phones. Nothing had
happened.
I think the city shut down the cell phone service. Nobody could call.
Then also the National Guard came in there, like, had martial law down there.
Yeah,
right?
I told you there were tanks going around.
Crazy, that's what happens, man. When people, like, it ain't going to happen, dog. Ain't no revolution.
It was quick.
Oh,
it was
man.
Very quick.
They shut that shit down, fool.
The government's trained. Like, it's like trying to play basketball against a pro NBA player.
Everything, bro. Everything was planned.
And they're waiting for the moment, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Everything was planned out ahead, bro. Even the Constitution, bro. Like, they were like,
oh.
Everything.
And they're still doing it with think tanks, dog.
Yeah. Text.
That's why no one wants to change the Constitution, because it changes the power levels that people have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people are like, oh no, that's why, like, for the people, it means like for men. And
that's why we
check the brains on Brad over here.
That's why we have amendments there, sir.
The graduate over here. That's illegal.
There's so many lawyers trying to find. That's the new thing.
It's
fighting the Constitution through loopholes found through your lawyers. Yeah. And that's
arguing that shit out.
Well, then they go, let's say, wait a minute, man, but I thought on this day we're supposed to run it the way we want to.
Hmm.
What's up, Michelle, man?
What's up, guys?
What you think about it, man? I don't know.
I think about everything, man. No, I'm really happy, man. I'm really happy to be with you guys. I'm really
thank
happy.
Thanks for being on the show, man.
No, yeah, thank you, guys.
I met this one for the Spider-Man premiere movie.
Yeah, the Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse.
For some reason, I thought we'd seen him with that one premiere, fool.
Which one?
I seen you
the one
before.
With 50 Cent.
Den of Thieves.
The Den of Thieves.
No.
Were you at that other one too? The Amy Schumer one?
No.
Damn. It wasn't you then, dog. It was your stuntman.
It was, man. I
get in at the end.
I was at the one of the premieres and I was by myself and I saw a fan right there, right? He was just chilling there by himself with a date. And I think he was just gonna go, he was just walking around, man. And I said, What's up, Felipe? What are you doing right now, man? Chilling, you want to go to the premiere right here, bro? The fucking movie right now?
It's one of
he
my
favorite. He was fucking, yeah. This motherfucker was happy, bro. I get Wendy right there. She gave me the passage for the after party.
Yes.
I said, here, bro, take them. I ain't going. And then I left.
Damn.
This motherfucker posted up everything, the best night of my life.
You went to the after party
then,
too, right?
And then that girl she was with also too, man.
Well, she was trying to become Hollywood.
Yeah, and then
they got a taste.
Michelle, her post was
a taste.
So this happened in Hollywood tonight. All her photo was Beverly Hills. You know, I guess only in L.A.
Only in L.A.
But what, man? They felt good, eh?
It feels
awesome,
good, right?
Though,
yeah,
it
man.
It came out
it
of
feels
nowhere.
Good to give a little people a little bit of taste.
It was a good Instagram moment.
Yeah.
That fool's going to use that to pimp his way and everything.
Yeah, 100%, man. You know, like,
people
for you.
A little help, a little push.
For you, it's two tickets. Yeah. And for him, he's going to talk about that night for
that
a while.
That fool's going to fucking lie and fucking embellish his life. The rest of his life. His little kid, he was just kicking it with a rock that night.
Yeah.
You should have seen his photo, bro. His photo looked like he leaned on somebody.
Oh, but dude, I seen when you were giving him that shit because homeboy was like happy, dog. You know what I mean? That's like some VIP shit right there, for
you know,
real.
You know what,
no,
man?
We can get that shit.
Might as well just get some scope.
No.
So how'd you start acting, bro? Through family or is something you inherited?
100%, man. You know, my mom, she's a really big comedian in Mexico City.
Consuelo.
Consuelo, yeah, yeah. She did Familia Peluche and La Hora Pico, all that stuff. So since I was a little kid, I was always like interested. I feel like it was in my blood and I grew around the set, you know, like she couldn't leave us at home. So she would bring us on set and I would be like this little just monkey going around. What is this? What is that? What does this work for? I just went into here and I can see like you have two black magics, the millimeter of the lenses. Like I know it so much.
And it
came a day where I was like, okay, I want to do this for a living. So I did some work in Mexico City. I saved up some money and I told my mom, I'm moving to LA. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I'm moving to LA. I got my money. I'll see how it goes. So I came here to LA when I was 18. I was here for 2 years and a half. Then I had to go back because I didn't have the right paperwork to like work still. The security number and the socials and all that stuff.
You were doing illegal.
I was doing it. Oh, yeah, 100%.
I was here on that visa.
I was here on the student visa, you know? So, like, I would audition for stuff, and they'll be like, okay, you got it. Give me your social. I'm like, student visa? They're like, no, your social. Student visa? They're like, get out of here. You know? Yeah, and so then I went back to Mexico City. I got a part in a Telemundo show called Señor Acero. It did really, really well. We went there for 5 seasons.
Yeah.
Each season, 75 episodes, man. So I filmed over 200 episodes of that stuff. It was amazing, man.
$100 a day.
Yeah, man. More than 200. You know, so it was...
Do they still pay cheap, man?
In Mexico?
Yeah. The telenovelas,
no, you know, I'm really happy to say...
I feel like when they do it in America, they try to get pay you less.
Not if you surround your people yourself with people that know it. So when I went with Telemundo, I'm proud to say that Telemundo is like one of the only Hispanic TV, you know, production and business thingies to do really well content. You know, they got bought by NBC Universal, Comcast, so now they have a standard. You know, they have to upgrade their cameras, their lenses, their stories.
Like Estrella TV and Azteca, bro, they pay you in cars, bro.
Literally, yeah. I've heard, man. You don't even know.
They'll pay you in fucking... How about we just pay you rent in the next few months? Stay here.
And it's crazy because also, like, they'll give you this contract and it's called the exclusive contract where you can only work with that company.
Whoa.
You know? And it's like, okay, Felipe, like you're going
to... You're old Hollywood. Yeah. You're taking it back to Paramount.
Studio system, right?
Yeah, it's Charlie like, okay, Chaplin Felipe, you're going to work with me, we're gonna do a show for 6 months, and MTV. Then the other 6 months you're not gonna do anything, but I'm still gonna pay you 20% of what I did pay you. So you know, like some people so desperate to like take
it. Legal?
It's legal, man. I even did it with Telemundo, but it was more of projects, you know, like it was more human. They're like, you're here with us for these projects, we're gonna talk about the money every project that comes with.
Okay.
And so I finished with Telemundo. And I got my big break on this new show called Deadly Class.
Yeah.
It's based on a comic
sci-fi.
Book. Yeah, man. Sci-fi.
Sci-fi comic book. Channel, right?
Executive produced by the Russo brothers, the directors of Infinity War and Endgame.
It comes out this year, right?
It did already, man. All right. Yeah. We did the mid-season finale. My character, he's a bad guy, so he just got killed. And the response for people was amazing, man. Like,
people can watch that now. We have a lot of people like watching this stuff. Where
can you watch
it
on demand now on like Hulu or
what? Deadly Class? You can watch it right now on Sci-Fi every Wednesdays at 10 and also on iTunes. The episodes go if you buy the season pass. Mm-hmm. But after Sci-Fi, I think we're going to go on a streaming service. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, something like that.
A lot of times Sci-Fi things end up on Hulu.
Yeah.
I see a lot of those.
And Sci-Fi got so much better too.
They did. Yeah, they did, man. Like we had a meeting and they're like, yo, Sci-Fi is rebranding themselves. And we got two big shows that are going to help us rebrand. Deadly Class and Night Flyers.
Get close to them.
Deadly Class and Night Flyers. And so Night Flyers came out, did really well. Now Deadly Class is out and it's doing amazing, man. Amazing. And so I'm really proud to be a part of the show and be my first villain. The first bad guy representing Latinos.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, how'd that feel to be a bad guy?
It feels really well, man, because, you know, I really try to do a different bad guy, not like a one-dimensional villain, just like a bad guy that likes to do bad things. So, like, my character is more into, like, a sociopath type of mastermind thinker. What's up?
He's a dog walker during the day.
I am.
What?
No, I'm not. Yo, I do have, like...
A dog walking villain?
Like, 8 dogs, so, like... I can be considered a dog walker.
A shelter, huh?
Yo, yeah, kind of. We kind of do that in Mexico. There's a lot of stray dogs.
Sci-Fi is owned by NBC, so you can watch it on Hulu, big people.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Somebody asked what else you're on. You were on Queen of the South, right?
Oh, yeah, they
not
got
Reina
it.
Del Sur, but
that's the one on TNT?
No, that's Fox.
Fox.
Well, it's Fox? Actually USA. FX. It's USA Network.
USA Network.
But it's USA. Yeah. It's USA Network, but it's with Fox also. And yes, I was there. I did a guest appearance that was supposed to be 2 episodes and turned out to be 12.
Oh, man.
So it was a good ride, man.
This is supposed to be one guest spot, but now you're going to do
22. It was like, you're gonna come here for you're going to come here for 2 episodes. And then I was like, okay, I'm done. And then I got another episode. I was like, and it said Kike Jimenez, which is my character. And I read, and he was there. Then I got another and another. So I did the second season. I did the third season as well. But then the times kind of clashed with Telemundo, and Telemundo has first option. So I had to be killed off in Queen of the South as well. And then I had to be killed off in Señor Acero to be in sci-fi to be killed off to be here.
How does that feel when you read the script and you realize you're going to get killed off and like you're ready to do that?
Do you feel like it's time to hire some people to pretend to rob you?
Nah, man.
I got robbed by 2 paisas.
It was crazy because the 3 deaths.
Julio Smollett right here.
The 3 deaths that I did were different, you know? The first one on Queen of the South, I just got the episode, and I saw that I died. And I didn't know. And I was like, oh, my God. And the episode ended with Kike screams. So I was just like, did I die? But he got nailed into a wall. So
you were acting like you were going to live, huh?
I'm more like, when I look at people ask me, Felipe, what do you see in a role? I'm like Michael Caine, bro, the actor.
Oh,
I look at the script.
Yeah,
I see my character on the front page.
Okay.
And I see my character on the last page, and I say yes. He's through the whole movie.
Longevity, Russell.
Yo. I mean, that motherfucker's through the whole movie, dog.
That's a good move, man.
The front page.
Is there?
I see my character's name. I turn to the last page. I see him on the last page. I say yes to the role.
Yes. Taking a bow after he saved everybody.
Yeah, man. And so I did that. Then the second death in Señor Acero, I had to negotiate it, you know, because I was going to Vancouver for Deadly Class. And so I had to be like, guys, I'm going to Vancouver. We got to kill off the character. They're like, what do you mean? We're like, yeah, man, sorry, but we got to work it out. And so
the visa's expiring. We can't use it.
and I even worked with them.
Canada.
And so that death I kind of had control over. And then the third death on Deadly Class, it was written in the comics, man, you know. Like, I read the first volume of the comic, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, okay, this is happening.
What's your character name?
Sooner or later. My character's name is Chico. Tiger. Chico. Just Chico.
What are your powers?
He doesn't have any powers, man. The story follows, like, a street kid that's wanted for mass murder, but he didn't commit it. And so he gets inducted in an academy of assassins.
So
it's like the new generations of the most biggest criminal organizations send, like, the young to, like, train and become the next new assassins and take over the business.
These kind of storylines was really fucked up my life, bro.
Like, yo,
I always thought that.
What do you mean?
These kind of storylines, I would believe in them so much.
Yeah.
And I thought that they would apply in my life. Like, when I bit that guy's ear off, I was telling Toby.
Yeah.
When I bit that guy's ear off, and I went to my aunt's house, and I thought that like, somebody was gonna take me in, like Will, like Fresh Prince of Bel Air, bro.
I
thought there would be a family. Hey, Felipe, you bit the guy there off. Come stay there somewhere over here, or somebody. They saw me whipping the guy with a belt. I thought maybe somebody will take me in. You know what? Here's a whip. I'm gonna go on a cruise. You could be like Indiana Jones whipping people.
Yeah, man.
But that never happens in real life, man.
You hoping that motherfucker doesn't have AIDS?
Or the cops are chasing and they can't find you and they make you running back.
Wow, man. No, but
from outrunning the cops to a Heisman Trophy.
Hell yeah, bro.
I gotta say, man, this comic was different because it's really graphic. It's really dark. It's based on the 80s. So, you know, like, these guys do drugs all the time. They get in trips. They murder people. So I liked it, man. You know, like, I read the comics and I was like, this is it, man. This is my big break. I knew the death was coming, so I knew I had limited time. So I was like, this is my stepping stone.
No, that's cool because it doesn't characterize you as that character, too. Like, you can play other roles from it.
100%, man.
and a dead guy.
The victim in NCIS. You know?
I concur.
Fucking Siskel over here. I was gonna ask you.
You've been saving that question since last podcast.
You're training. It said in your little bio that you trained at a Televisa's Institute in Mexico City. Did you?
In a lot of places.
Okay, maybe. Just that spot.
No. Like that was when I was a kid. You know, like it's crazy because like Televisa has their own academy, so you go there and you act in Televisa. So that just sounds bananas to me. But I was really, really young. I was like 5. And they had like the kids program. So I went there when I was a kid. Still in the resume. I don't know why. But then I went to Miami. I went to the New York Conservatory of Dramatic Arts. I went to Stella Adler Academy, to Idlewild Arts Academy in California. So like I've been around, man. Like I've taken the best of many worlds and tried to like mix that. Because you know, like the thing is like if you act that long in Mexico City, it's like you get infected by that telenovela type of performance where everything's big or everything goes higher and everything that I say instead of just bringing it down.
You know my favorite part of the novelas, bro, is when you're driving crying.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you hear that voice, desgraciada mensa, ¿por qué?
And you gotta love
tanto que nunca
what I love yes. Also is like the music, man. Like they don't even care. They're like, hey, I want a piano. And it's ting, ping, ping. You know, like...
¿Por qué me engañaste?
Yeah.
Give me one of your memorable...
It's like, no. Whoa. I don't know, like...
Like, a lot, like when you told somebody, it's like, te amo, cabrona.
No.
Rancho telenovelas.
There's a novela where like... This mother adopts the girl in a wheelchair, and so...
That's tough. Nobody does it in real life, bro.
He can't even pick her up.
And then she comes into the room. Yeah, she comes into the room.
That's the woman with the hair that goes down like this.
Yeah, she comes into the room and she sees like I don't know, like her son like kissing the girl in the wheelchair and she goes banana. She's like,
she's
like,
"Estás
con la Alicia?" Everybody slapped the shit out of the girl in the wheelchair, man. Throws her up like the stairs and shit.
Hey, man.
And yo, and she gets killed like 5 times in the same scene, but bitch does not die.
I
she gets stabbed and then wakes up. And she falls through the stairs, starts walking. She falls through the window, gets up. It's like, wow.
Do you know a lot of telenovelas in the 80s?
Not a lot, man. No.
Mamá Campanita.
No.
Los ricos también lloran.
Of course, yeah.
That's a book of bad, huh?
But that was a movie, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Los Pedro.
And
it's like a trilogy. It's like Los ricos también lloran.
El Maleficio.
El Maleficio, it sounds familiar.
It's a bad one, bro. Like
El Privilegio de Amar, of course. Salomé, Rubí, everything, man.
Rubí.
Something del barrio.
Ah, Rubí. Mariala del Barrio, ¿no?
Yeah, everybody saw that one.
Dos Mujeres, Un Camino.
Dos Mujeres, Un Camino.
We're watching a show in the 80s, Lisa, the 80s, and we're watching General Hospital, and 26 million people saw the wedding of that couple in General Hospital.
Luke and Laura,
Luke and Laura.
Oh, my God.
And we're talking about... You're lucky to get 8.6 now for that.
You're lucky.
Oh, you're lucky.
26 million people, Mitchell.
Yo, that's Mexico City. The whole population of Mexico City just watching a wedding.
Fuck.
And it's crazy because I feel like the streaming services are taking over TV, man. Like TV's got a limited time.
So many competition.
I think there's going to be a time where like TV's going to do like a certain type of projects. And then the streaming services are going to do way more serious stuff or something like that. You know, like the news for TV, TV shows for streaming services. You know, like...
Yeah, they're getting with, like, so much more, like, edgier stuff. They're, like, showing being more cursive. They're being more aggressive on, like,
They're being more
services.
Human, man. You know, like, they're being more human. And people relate to that. You know, like, in Mexico City, we're blinded by this quality of telenovelas where, you know... Like, even these cameras are better than what we have in our studios in Mexico. And so, when the streaming services come, people, the audience in Mexico, they still don't know what it is, but they're like, their eyes are opening in a way where they're like, why is this show on Netflix better than this telenovela? Why? It's like, it's the story, it's the lighting, it's the colors, it's the quality.
Netflix has quality.
And they do.
Like, even the show that they bring in from another country, like I saw the show called Gomorrah. But it's all colorful. It's bright.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can see the whole city, man. Like, okay, I want to see this.
The poca madres, güey.
Hey, man, I saw a telenovela, man. I think it's probably shot in Bolivia or somewhere. It's in Spanish. But everybody, all the Latinos, they're dressed like in powdered wigs, bro.
Yeah.
And they have slaves.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a new Spain. Like the colonial time, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Countries it set in.
It's like in Bolivia, and they're like old Spaniards, bro.
Huh. Oh, so it's like. And then
but they have white powder wigs, and they have a couple of like black subjects who have powder wigs too. But they're
and
like
the thing is, like,
holding guard.
If you do it with such bad quality, it even seems disrespectful, you know?
Yeah,
it's quality. Just like, hey, oh, it's good quality.
Yeah,
because like you say, white powder wigs, like oh,
like white powder wigs, you know?
Oh, you mean like the big huge ones,
like in Parliament,
like some Benjamin?
Yeah, those guys. Yeah, very classy, you know.
Some George Washington type of stuff. Yeah, man. But I'm really happy to see that the quality for us actors and the diversity on the casts are getting better and better.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like right now they get the Mexican and they're going to go for a Mexican. Like in the past it was just like, oh, it's a Mexican. Let's just bring the Cuban.
Puerto Rican.
And the Puerto Rican, let's start him up and let's give him a gun. He's Mexican. It's like, nah, man.
What? No. It's like Netflix has shown more Mexicans on like last season or last year than all the
Netflix
TV.
Just announced that they're opening their new offices in Mexico City. You know, like they saw that the Mexican market is a great market to bet. And they're like, okay, we're going to do a streaming service just for Mexico, you know? So now the whole companies, because TV in Mexico is like a monopoly, man, you know? There's three companies.
Televisa?
Televisa, TV Azteca, and, well, there was one that Carlos Slim wanted to open, but Televisa and TV Azteca got together and didn't let him. So I feel like these guys are...
Telemundo is under who? Televisa?
Telemundo, those are my guys, man. Telemundo is
Televisa
under...
Televisa is different from Telemundo, right?
Televisa is way different from
Telemundo. How about Galavision? That's Televisa?
It's more like Miami.
No,
Miami.
Right? Galavision is their own. Univision, Unicable, and Televisa are the same.
Okay.
Telemundo is their own thing, and they air actually in the U.S., but Telemundo also has a branch called Telemundo Internacional, which airs in Mexico, in Argentina, and all that stuff. But Telemundo is the one that's really stepping their game up. But now they're in a hard spot because, you know, like they did it so big when they did the Narco series, you know, and Señor de los Cielos, all that type of stuff. But I really do believe that it's good for a while. Like, they got to move out of the Narco series, man, because it's going to, like you said, like, bro, like, we would get 1.5 million in rating, and that would be like, oh, what a good day. And right now, 500K is a good day. Yeah. So people are going away, man.
And we should just redo white movies, bro. Like, instead of Bad Santa, Pinchy Santa.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Parent Trap.
Yeah, bro. The Santa, bro, that wears the mall with hickeys on him, bro.
Yeah.
And he has to take the bus every day, bro. He's fucking eating a fish taco on the bus.
Diabetic Santa from East L.A.
What's up, Rodrigo? Where can people find you at?
At Rodrigo Torres Jr. on Instagram. Nice. At Rodrigo
Torres
Jr.
Yeah, man.
Episode 53 is up. Please check that.
53, dog.
And, what else? Facebook is right.
Johnny, what's up?
Oh, you can find me on YouTube at Real Kid Johnny. And I do a podcast called Time Nick and Johnny.
Casaliche. Where people get a hold of you, Michel?
Just go to my Instagram, MICH_DUVAL, Mitch_Duval. And then that website is just going to take you all over. Check me out.
Do you still go to auditions? How do you prepare?
I have an audition right after this, man.
What time?
Like 3 p.m., so I'm good.
How do you prepare yourself? Do you go over the lines?
Of course, man. You know, good for this, man. I was in a group yesterday.
How do you psych out the other actors, bro? Because I know sometimes they want to say hello to you and disrupt you. Hey, how you doing? Hey.
No, man, I'm really respectful about that. Like, if I'm really there, like, they'll know. Because I wear, this is a good technique, guys. If you headphones. Don't want any headphones, even if I'm not listening to music, I just put them on and people don't get close to me.
Pongo mis audífonos.
And so I put on my headphones. I don't listen to music, and sometimes I do. But like what I do is I do something called the script breakdown. Like I try to find a character because, you know, like the lines are not that – of course they're important. Don't take me wrong. But they're not that substantial in an audition. As long as you have a character,
you look at her. Or you look at the lines, though. You focus on her.
That's
the lines. That's why I fuck up, bro. These are my advice.
No.
Yeah.
You always gotta like
show us right here on this paper.
Like you always gotta be off book, man. Like I always have my sights because you never know. Like I blanked out sometimes because I go into the room and I'm like, yeah, man. I'm
you
off
highlight
book.
In yellow or in black?
I highlight black. In pink. All right. No.
look.
I had that in general.
He's from Mexico City, all right.
I had that in general. So, you know, like one thing that you can do, and it's really good, is like, I can say, like,
hearing actor
Michel Duval is a Mexican actor, but known for his roles in Telemundo, Señora Cero, and FX. You know, like, I can look, but then my delivery is always to you. If you're talking to me, I can look really, really quick.
Yeah, I'm like this sometimes. I'm like this. So, Michel Duval, right? And
yeah, no.
I would say, that.
I would say
rob him
I'm learning, bro.
Off book.
That's good, dude.
Have your audition. Have your audition ready to go.
What?
I would say go off book, man. Learn the lines by heart. Just have it there as a.
But they tell me, Felipe, don't ever go off book because they're gonna see that's as good as you get.
No, off book means you don't need to rely on your script.
There you go.
Yeah. Off book. It means you have your lines memorized.
But if I'm reading like this without looking down, they're going to think, well, this is as good. This guy cannot take direction. This is all as good as he's going to get. So, like, I bet if I'm off book and I go like this, oh, yeah, and then.
You can do that, too. No. Yeah. Like, you know. No. You know, like, there's so many actors. Like, I was looking up auditions for, like, Game of Thrones.
I'm not laughing.
What's up?
No, keep going.
I'm fucking up every audition.
No, man. I was looking, actually, for auditions for, like, you know, like, Al Pacino, Leonardo DiCaprio, like, those auditions. And, bro, you can see them. Look at the paper and just look at the person. Be there. Look at the paper again. Look at the person. But they have such a character that the lines are not even important because he has the character down.
Yeah, they want to see
if you're not sure about the character, I would say go off book. You know, learn the lines.
Oh, they're reading like me.
Learn the lines. Oh, have them there if you ever forget, but just go. What I do, if there's a camera, I make my own character and I look at the side that I know it's better for me. But if there's no camera, you look at the person that's reading to you and you make
feel the audition. What are those two people? Who do you look like? Who do you look like?
The one that's reading, the guy that is reading.
The reader.
The reader that's giving you replica, you look at that guy or that girl, and you make them be in the scene. And it's amazing because, you know, like, I've had scenes where it's, like, really emotional. I'm like, why are you doing this? Why? And you see them just like,
I don't know why.
I don't know. I don't know why. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm making you feel something. Like, you know?
So it's a good sign if they laugh out loud afterwards.
If it's a comedy.
If it's a comedy, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. If you're going for, like, a drama and then you just go out, you're like,
she's coming in with the zinkers today, though.
Okay, man. Here's some advice I got from this comedian, Corey Holcomb, okay?
What it do?
He said, he goes in there and he starts talking to the people that audit the casting director so much and making them laugh that he don't even audition.
Because he doesn't even memorize his lines. He's
yapping so much with her and
he's using his
her
charm.
Yeah. And charming her that he don't even audition.
Yo, that's a talent.
Even like a pimp.
Because I've tried that. Right. You know?
He borrowed $10 too.
Bro, I've gone into the room.
How you did it, bro?
Like, hey guys, what's up? My name's Mitch. So tell me, where are you guys from? They're like, we're running late. Can we do the audition? And I'm like, okay. I'm shutting the hell up.
You're Mexican. You got to get to work, bro. No fucking
yapping. No, yeah. The Grubhub box, but I hold it to the knee.
You're going to talk to who wants it.
If you're going to read something off the prompt, off the monitor, make sure you mention it because people who are listening only,
it's
the bulk of the audience, they don't know.
Tell me, is this a good thing? UGZ magazine. This fool studied at Stella Adler Academy. He's breaking it down like Benicio del Toro.
Hell yeah.
No, that's a prop. That's a compliment.
Is that a prop? A compliment? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Fool is not a bad word in this.
Oh, no, I know. What's up, fool? Of course.
It's like, way.
I was breaking it down.
He's happy that you're breaking it down.
Like, breaking it down means like,
it's an acting lesson,
dog. It means like you're telling all the facts.
I'm breaking
about
it down.
Yeah.
Like me, like, do you break down the whole script or just your
lines? On the audition?
Yeah, for the audition. You read the script.
No. Like, sometimes you'll get the script. And sometimes you just get the audition.
I hate when you get
scene.
The script an hour before the audition. Actually, pisses me off. I always say, you know what? Fuck that.
Yeah, it's hard, man. Because you know,
are
like,
you ready though?
Like if I get it 1 hour before the audition, I don't read it because then it's just gonna throw me off. I'm gonna read it so fast that I'm not gonna understand. So I go to the audition and I break down the actual audition. You know, so bro, it's crazy because you know, like writers leave clues of what they really want, man. So like. I have to have a
investigate
script.
Investigate now, huh?
Yeah. It is a fun game, man. Like, you investigate, like, top words, you know, like words that are there for a reason or words that repeat.
Yeah.
Everything like that, just... What was that?
For example.
Oh, the dog! For example, what?
No. What, you're going to give us an example of the clues that a writer leaves.
You know, like, for me in Deadly Class, there was, like, I don't remember the actual world.
Because I auditioned for Venom, bro.
You did?
Yeah, wow. I auditioned for that part that Emilio Rivera got, the security guard.
Welcome to the building, Holmes.
Welcome to the building, Holmes.
Really?
But I'm going to be in Venom 2. I'm going to play Carnage. Carnage Asada.
I hope. Carnage Asada? Oh, wow.
Dame those.
I love Woody Harrelson, man. I respect him a lot. But
you didn't like that at the end of the movie?
But the cast? No. I like him, man. Oh, okay. I like him. But the casting for Cletus, or I don't know what his name is, the real Carnage.
Yeah. It's too,
Tom Hardy?
Yeah, not young enough.
It threw me off, man.
Mm-hmm. Tom Hardy?
No, for
Cletus,
because like
Cassidy,
Cletus Cassidy is supposed to be young, in like 20s,
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, he's like 27 with like a big afro. And he's skinny as hell.
Maybe like the kid who was in Batman, like the little kid Batman, the redheaded one that was playing the Joker. That guy would have been a good Cletus.
Oh, but that guy's from
Carnage. Carnage.
You know Peter Parker is you know Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Cletus Cassidy is Carnage.
Carnage.
He was in the prison cell when Venom when. Tom Hardy
goes
in, and some of the symbiote
and that's some lousy writing, man. Come on,
But when I get out of here, I'm bringing Carnage.
It's like,
so you get the audition right, you nailed it right, and then they call you for a callback to come back off book. Do you come dressed like the character? Because man, I've been to audition, man. One time I auditioned for a flight attendant. And all these paisas showed up, bro. Like, they're fucking Air Mexico, bro.
Bro, with a train. I can tell you.
Up with a fucking steering wheel, bro.
That is so risky, man. It'll pay off.
You're not in the show yet, dog.
It'll pay off sometimes, but, like, I've had people get mad at me because I come in costume. They're like, no, man.
What costume you wore, bro?
You know, like, I had an audition. I had an audition for Lucifer.
Lucifer.
For the devil.
Okay.
Lucifer
and so,
with a tail.
And so I
little
went there in a red suit, really, really close to what I wear on the premiere.
Oh, just a regular suit. Okay.
You know, like a red, black, like shiny suit, red all over. And I went in the audition, and the girl just looked at me and she's like, bro, please take it off.
What?
And I'm like, oh.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm like,
you ain't no blood.
You don't like it? And she's like, no, I like it. I just think it's a little bit much. And I'm like, oh, okay.
What a bitch, man.
Oh. No.
I think she's trying to help him. She's a casting director.
Yeah, and so
right?
I took out the
she's
suit.
She's trying to help him.
I had just like the shirt, and I still didn't get it.
So I went to an audition, bro. They wanted a pothead, okay? And everybody looked like a pothead. And then when I was leaving, this guy came in there laughing, already in character. He gave me a high five. And there was that Asian guy from 16 Candles. And that fool had a fucking wig, bro.
Getty Watanabe?
He put on a fucking wig like a stoner, bro. And he wearing a Corolla t-shirt, eh?
Oh, my God.
It's the reason why we haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, man. You know, but then
He's 50, right?
Risks pay off because, you know, my audition for Deadly Class, the audition for my character Chico, it involved a fight in the audition. It's just like Marcus.
You punched somebody.
Marcus elbows Chico in the face. Chico gets up and knees Marcus in the face and puts a knife to his throat. I was like, yo, how am I going to do this by myself?
That's a lot of work for an audition.
For an audition, you know?
We're not like Kane Lopez this weekend.
And so I called up a buddy of mine, and he's a cinematographer. And I told him, like, hey, man, I need help with an audition. And he's like, yeah, sure, what do you need? And I'm like, I'm going to choreograph a fight, and we're going to send it and see how it works. And so we went to a backyard instead of, you know, like the white wall.
Yeah.
And I got a friend of mine come over, and we choreographed the fight. The guy just pulled out the phone and he was like, wah, whoo, whoo, whoo. And I sent the text, I'm going to kill you right here. Because I'm, boom, shoom, boom, boom. And we sent it and it worked.
And you got it.
And they were like, we want to meet him. We want him to send the audition again like he should have. You know, in front of a white wall, no one involved, talking to someone behind camera. But we love what he did. And I was like, did they? And it was a risk that paid off, man. Because, you know, the crazy thing is I was still filming with Telemundo. And they're like, hey, you got to come to Vancouver to do the camera tests, to do the chemistry reads. And I was like, I can't, guys. I'm in Mexico. I'm filming a show right now. I'm about to finish, and then I'll be there. They're like, we need you for the camera tests.
Listen to me. You want to get pesos or dollars?
Yeah.
Listen, you want to get paid with pesos or dollars? Get over here.
That exactly. Literally, man.
Bitcoin, raza.
And the thing is, And the thing is, I had a contract, man, and I was like, guys, I can't fly. What do we do? And they're like, okay, give us a few days to think about it. And
so that's where you're gonna play the Just a Smollett story.
The what?
The Jesse Smollett story, bro. You're gonna play him?
Who's that?
From Empire.
Oh, Empire.
You're gonna play him in a movie?
I don't think so. The story.
No, you know I follow the first season of Empire. Then
you know what happened?
You don't know the news story. The news about story? Jesse.
About Jesse?
No, I just know Lucius and Cougar.
That's what it's not.
How have you not seen it everywhere?
Please, you talked about it in your podcast. Tell him, bro.
Oh, okay. This guy, he reported that two guys jumped out wearing MAGA hats.
The main actor for the Empire.
Yeah.
Is this not part of the show Empire?
No. The actor.
The actor. Yeah, yeah.
The actor claimed he was.
They're about to write him out of the show. So I'm not saying allegedly, but I'm not going to say it. You say it, bro.
He said that he got attacked. He filed a report. Then they showed the two dudes that allegedly attacked him.
No, he said, I was attacked by two Make America Great guys. I was attacked by two Make America Great guys, and they put a loose on me, trying to hang me, and they were saying,
"We're in MAGA hats."
The actor said that.
You're in MAGA world.
Actor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's at first
you're in MAGA man world.
At first, it seemed like he was a victim of a crime.
Of course.
And then later, it turns out the newest evidence is that those two guys said that he paid them and they choreographed a fight and everything. And so now he's lawyering up. He's got a criminal lawyer he just hired. And like a fixer, like somebody to fix this PR nightmare.
Bonnie McFarlane said that he should get the same publicity that Renovisi got.
Steve Renovisi.
Why would he do that, though?
I don't know. That's what everybody's asking. Crazy, like, man. That's what Felipe asked the other day. He's like, what's wrong with him? Like,
something you got to do that, bro. You want to stay in that show class.
But somebody was saying that there was a threatening letter a few days before the attack. And I guess it didn't get enough attention. And he was upset that this wasn't a bigger story.
Plan A didn't work?
It's crazy.
Wow, it's crazy, man.
It's funny. It's like all those politicians that were all like saying this is a new
lynching. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't want
hopping on that shit.
You want to believe a victim when they're saying something like this. But
Lisa didn't believe on day one.
Day one.
There was something fishy about
it. I said, Felipe, this is just like, they might as well have drawn Snidely Whiplash mustaches on the people, you know, like.
It was the coldest weekend of Chicago.
Yeah, that was true. It was cold.
Who hangs out over there that wears MAGA hats in Chicago, honestly?
Well, what people are. Who's waiting to beat somebody's ass in 10 degree weather in Chicago?
That's what I'm saying.
And how can you even tell?
They also said they poured bleach on him.
Yeah.
Make him.
Yeah, and then they put a rope around his neck, and then he shows up.
They put a rope around his neck?
But yeah. the thing that got to me was the getting beat up and then them yelling, this is MAGA country. That's just so.
Not in Chicago.
Not in Chicago, like I said,
that's some lousy writing.
Maybe.
It's lousy writing, you're right.
Lousy writing, man.
That smacks of an actor trying to write. I'm sorry, but it does.
The chef said the best. Sloppy writing.
He got like a two-thumb down and Rotten Tomatoes on that script.
Yeah.
It's weird.
See what happens to that dude if he's going to go to jail.
I couldn't.
He can.
This does not sound.
And now back to the show. Who does he play on in Empire?
He's
the gay son.
He's Jamal. He's the main.
Oh no!
Yeah, the gay.
Oh wow! Son,
I would have thought it was the other one. The crazy.
But see, another thing is
I don't like my gay son, man.
I don't know, man. It's just crazy.
What were you going to say about Chicago?
No, I was just going to say more to the not believing the story is just that it's 10 degree weather and like they are out specifically to find him. Yeah. They're waiting for him.
I made a lie at that one time when I was little.
And
you were little, fool, but you were not, you know.
I was running from the cops and I fell in a ditch and then I got hurt and I fucked up my leg and I told my friend I got jumped by racists. Neo Nazis right now in the project talk.
Damn. And the Lisa Pico, they're everywhere.
They jump out of the car and jump me on the freeway.
They're regulating
it. Even though I fell away.
Nazi skinheads wearing Doc Martin and white laces.
They're yelling out DRI.
Dirty rotten imbeciles.
So what's up, fool? Cain Velasquez, huh?
What's up?
Did you see that UFC fight between Cain Velasquez and
Cain Velasquez, yeah. I forgot who the brother was, but he got knocked out in like 47 seconds.
26.
No way, who?
This weekend, UFC.
This weekend, it was on
first fight we saw.
Cain was knocked out?
Yeah, Cain Velasquez. Yeah. Okay. It was the first fight on ESPN.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's funny how the fight, he knocked him out perfectly, just enough time for the next show to start at perfectly.
And that's crazy, you know, because like they have to time it. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's how you know like some of the fights are not choreographed. Like they can last a minute, they can last 12 rounds. Or UFC 3.
What's up, fool? Johnny Rock, your head wearing. What you wearing, bro?
My Letterman jacket from high school.
Wrestling, huh?
Wrestling.
Did you play any sports in high school? Well, you got a jacket like that?
No, man. It was always my dream to have like a jacket like that, you know?
Yo, give it to him, Doug.
I know.
Because I grew up watching, you know, like so high school type of stuff, you know?
So
like,
Saved by the Bell
like,
over here.
I always wanted to go to prom. I always wanted to have like a varsity jacket and shit.
Oh, man. But
we're going to make it happen. We'll make you go to prom this year, Doug.
I already did with my show, Sci-Fi. Like in Deadly Class, we have like a deadly prom.
Oh, that's
cool. And so, yeah, we get in a huge fight between the characters. It was amazing. But I did play soccer, man.
You could make that, bro. You could be like the Letterman jacket with that one out there, bro.
No, it's more like a...
A lumberjack.
Lumberjack.
5K runner, right?
Imagine. And so I played a lot of soccer, man. You know, when I was a kid.
Soccer?
I was a goalkeeper.
You grew up like with a bunch of rich kids?
No, not at all.
You're not a fresa?
Yeah.
Nah. Let's cut you off real quick, but when I was, we talked about it in our podcast many, many months ago.
The Speedo wearing?
Hell yeah. My brother, Angel Esparza, who is a DJ right now, probably listening through satellite. He
satellite.
We had a foreign exchange student from Mexico City.
Yeah,
with the internet.
His name was Javier.
Okay,
and he lived in Mexico City. And this is how rich he was, bro. He used to play Pop Warner football, like tackle football.
Pop Warner, Norway.
Like real football, like American football in Mexico City.
Football Americano.
Football Americano.
Yeah.
I don't know why I brought it up, but yeah.
But that's he had money, right?
Javier,
that's what I was saying. Yeah, he does look like a Javier for the show.
Like if you like, you can play Javier, bro. All grown up.
Because he's got the body too. He's got the body to wear a Speedo.
Because you're a well-traveled dude. So my brother went to live with him in Mexico City, and he took him to Chiapas. They took him to the pyramids.
Yeah, bro, I was there recently.
We live in the projects.
Imagine a rich kid Boyle from Heights. Mexico City coming it's to like projects you, in East
you,
LA.
You coming to my house when you were 8, bro, to live with me.
Yeah.
That's how it was for that kid.
Wow.
Can you imagine being a foreign exchange student and ending up in the projects in East LA as your assigned place?
Well, like, imagine.
And you're a rich kid from Mexico.
Put yourself in the worst row in East Los High, bro.
No, the thing is, like, in my school, in elementary, we did a foreign student thingy, and we had 5 students from Australia to come to Mexico City, too. And they were scared shitless. They were fearing for their life every day.
Tienes un canguro, güey?
And I was like, no, guys, it's not bad. You know?
Javier comes from a home where he has his own bedroom.
Yeah.
And he moves to the projects where he has to share with like 4 boys.
Wow. Well, he was living like in a villa. Like our house, we had 2 bunk beds and then one bed, bro. So it was 3 people. So he had to go in a bunk on the top one. And like sometimes I would get mad, bro, and I would take the ladder away. And he goes, well, I don't know how you're going to get up there, bro, but you can't get on my bed. So I have to go on the other side, bro. Get to the wood.
Prison rules.
What are you talking about, bro? He would have shared that fucking ice cream. That shit melted in his head.
I would have just slept for those 30 days or those 15 days.
Imagine.
Yeah, I know.
About 1 ice cream, bro, ate it in the car. Everybody looking at him.
Oh, man. And I just made my bed.
And so anyways, he had a good time?
We went to the swimming pool, bro, and he was the only one wearing Speedos.
Speedos, okay.
You know Speedos?
Yeah,
like pretty well through us, bro.
If we make this in the next few years, he could totally play Javier. It'd be a great one because that's how I picture him looking. I don't know how Javier really
exactly,
looked,
but just darker,
like thin and you know, like well groomed.
He was Prieto,
and man. Yeah, but you're not dark though. But
yeah, man. Still. But he was well traveled. Was
yo,
so funny.
I go to the beach for 3 days and I'll come back darker than all of you guys. Like, literally,
Lisa
it's
too,
one
man.
Of my superpowers.
She goes to the beach 4 days. Come on, looking like Bobby Lee's girlfriend. Some people burning.
Oh, man.
You burn, huh?
Yeah, I got a fucking.
You get dark, bro? You get like fucking James Brown dark?
I don't know about James Brown dark, but definitely darker.
I could get dark, dude.
Yeah, you get dark just walking out.
How about you?
Riding your bike.
Nah, I got like sandpaper. I got sandpaper. I got like a nice. Yeah, like I get a nice brown. I got like a nice brown.
When we first met you, you look like your picture with your little suit on all brown, dog. You just haven't been out in the sun.
Oh, my God.
Looked like one of those immigration attorneys.
You played soccer, bro? So you were cleats to school?
Bro, I was actually going to be a soccer player. You know, like I was going to be signed by Cruz Azul, which is a big team.
My brother, my cousin played for Cruz Azul, bro. His name is...
No way.
I'm host.
What's that? What happened?
Perez.
El Primo.
He was a goalie.
Nice.
He was replaced by... what's his name? Oscarín Perez. Yeah.
El Conejo.
Yeah.
Yo, El Conejo Perez, Oscar, he's the reason that I wanted...
My cousin, bro.
That I wanted to be a soccer player. And so, yeah. I was going to be a goalie for Cruz Azul, but you know, in Mexico, like soccer is like a really serious business. And so what they would do is like, okay, we're going to bring you to a concentration camp, and you're going to live in the concentration camp Monday through Saturday, and only Sundays you can see your family. And my mom's like, nah, fuck you guys. I'm like, no, mom, it's my dream. She's like, no way, I'm not leaving you, man, sorry. I'm like, no, you're killing my dream, mom. And so, good for her, man.
Yeah, she made the right move. You don't need to be moving away from your family. Like
no,
that.
You know? That's not good. And I was going to be leaving like 2 hours away, and I was 12, you know? So, so
that's molestation syndrome.
Yeah. So she did a good job, man. And
you want to play with my balls?
What happened?
All the perverts get those jobs, bro.
And then I became an actor. I always wanted to be an actor, but I didn't want to be an actor because I was like, when I was really young, I would live in the shadow of my mom. You know, like I would be like, oh shit, I'm the son of Consuelo. I'm never gonna be more than that. And you're the son of Consuelo. Oh, the son of Consuelo. I'm like, no. I am the son of Consuelo. I'm really proud to be, but I'm my own person. I'm Mitch Duval. And so when I decided I wanted to go into acting, I was like, I'm going to go everywhere that my mom didn't go. You know, so I went out of Televisa, went all straight to Telemundo. I went out of Mexico, went to Los Angeles. And I'm really proud to like open my own doors. Because, you know, people would be like, oh, you got that because you're the son of Consuelo.
Hell yeah.
Oh, no,
he's all bad,
you're playing that because you're the son of Consuelo. He probably got it because he's the son of Consuelo. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to prove you wrong. So I went to different stations where Consuelo is nothing, you know? And I got my own chances and I got my own doors opened. And I'm really proud of that.
Good for you.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man.
Give me a Consuelo joke, bro.
Oh.
Consuelo joke, eh?
What do you call a Mexican lady with no legs? Consuelo.
Consuelo? Oh, Consuelo.
Consuelo.
Come on, bro. He used to sweep the whole room with that joke.
It's only swept a couple of times. You know?
A couple.
People are like, you know, what the fuck? Es el pedo.
If usted es el Consuelo.
It's good you got out of the soap opera thing, though, because you remember that I told you that guy's advice for Josh Duhamel. Remember Josh Duhamel was on that show Vegas.
Yeah, soap opera
and movies and stuff. He started on All My Children, and that was my soap opera. And but one of the other actors, but one of the other actors who was on there, he had been there for like 9 years, and he told him, he said, "Don't stay longer than like 3 years at this job, because then you'll just be a soap opera actor.
Yeah.
It'll be hard to get out of it.
Oh yeah, man.
That's how everybody will see you." And so he left soon after. And
that's Luke, right?
Vegas.
A lifer.
Yeah, he's a lifer. All those people, Patch was a lifer.
I love Patch.
All those guys. You watch that show. I didn't watch. What is that? Days of Our Lives?
You know, Patch was on a show with Patches. He was on a show, Days of Our Lives, yeah. But one of the guys on the show, Donovan, he ended up being the husband and the nanny.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Way
yeah,
later.
The dad.
What is badass, bro? You know the nanny? What's her name?
Fran.
Yeah, but the dude, the British guy, in the Days of Our Lives, I know that happens in telenovela a lot, right? He disappears, and then his twin brother shows
up.
And that's him.
He survived the plane crash. Yeah.
You gotta tell
it's
him
either that or you come back with amnesia.
With the villain,
yo,
let's get the twin brother of the villain back on the screen, dog.
I even went, you know, like the character Chico,
was one, man.
And I was gonna say the twin brother Pico. Come on. Pico the Gallo.
That's a good one.
Hell yeah, man.
Pico the Gallo is here to stay.
Yo, and crazy story, man. There was a story in Telemundo where in this telenovela, this guy is playing twin brothers, you know, the bad and the good. And I don't remember his name. I'm maybe not even allowed to say it. But like the good guy would be this, and the bad guy would be this.
So that
was his performance, man. But the thing is, he started getting so much into the character.
Skills here, bro.
Yeah, I know.
He started getting so much into the character that he started referring himself as a third person. He would go onto set and he'd be like, "Hey guys, Michelle wants to go to the bathroom," and so you'd be like, "Okay, you can go." So I stand
like that.
Up. Can Michelle come in?
And you're like, yeah, yeah, come on, come in, man. And so I feel like he had a crush on an actress. And then...
Can Michelle grab those
and
kids?
I think... No, and then he, like, popped to her house out of nowhere. He's like, can Michelle come in? And the actress is just like... She called the police, man, you know. It was creepy, man.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's a crazy story. So popular, man. Telenovela. It's crazy because the telenovela is actually the story of filming the telenovela. That's the real telenovela.
In Days of Our Lives.
Going to work every day with the same. That's the real telenovela, man.
So that.
When you were telenovela, I noticed that in America also, like, when you get there, the script always changes.
In telenovelas? Soap opera. Yeah. It always changes here in the U.S., though. But, like, at least they have the courtesy to send you a mail.
Yeah.
Changes on the script, you can find them on Red. So you, like, go through the script and you find Red pieces.
Has it ever happened to you? The role of Michel Duval will be played by Rodrigo Torres today. You know, like, something you just... Ooh. Your role...
That's just if you're sick or something.
Yeah.
Like,
and you have a vacation and someone else plays your role.
No, but I've heard stories of, like, actors that... become way too like pain in the ass, and suddenly the character's like, okay, Felipe, I'll be right back, and he goes to the room, and when he comes back, he's another actor. He's like, hey, Felipe, so what are we gonna do? Another actor completely, man.
It's just right, you
acting like if nothing happened.
I will punch him and then tell him, no, bro, I didn't punch you, I punched the other guy.
But literally, and it happens, man, and like they rehire people in the middle of production, or instead of just making them disappear, man, or like the villain. Got a bump in her face, and so she had facial surgery, and is now another actress.
Well, yeah, it's like Bewitched.
How many actors you tore up, man? Inside the green room, inside the novellas. How many chicks you were with?
How many chicks? No, not a lot, man.
Yeah, that chick waiting for you like naked, like Harvey Weinstein with a script.
No.
I don't think this one has a tribe.
I don't think he's got the power, though, to, like, give them a
job.
Yeah,
it's like, I would be waiting in the office
like for
Harvey.
Style, bro.
I'd be like, hey, Harvey,
he's looking for a job,
man?
Too.
Yeah. This fool's all like fucking Kepelin and Pepino, dog.
What can I say, man?
Just make some ceviche.
No, like Steven Seagal one time, I think Rob Schneider was on Howard Stern. He goes, what's the craziest thing you ever saw? He goes, wow,
on Judge Dredd. No, different.
Steven Seagal.
Above the law.
Steven Seagal called me over to his dressing room, and he answered the room in his kimono, bro, with no underwear or nothing on. And he goes, I just read the most amazing script I ever read in my fucking life. And Rob Schneider asked him, who wrote it? I did.
In a kimono. We gotta highlight he was in a kimono.
But that fool got busted with some Me Too shit, right? Wasn't there some shit about him?
Who? Yeah. Steven
Seagal?
Yeah. No way, really?
Yeah, he had macked on some shit.
Everyone did, though. Like, so crazy, man.
I think what it is these women years later go, oh, I can't believe I gave it up.
Seagal.
Right. Yeah, you want to make it public?
Yeah, maybe.
And it's just like, ugh.
Mad regret.
Like see, the Aziz Ansari
story.
These
women should be smart, like, man. I go in there. Have sex and then yank the wig off. I'll chop people too.
Take a quick little selfie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you got the man. But it's crazy because it also affects the whole environment. You know, like in some shows that I was filming, like people would go up like, "Hey, how you doing, girl? Hey, no more than 10 seconds, because then it's a sexual harassment." And it's like a joke, but it's like, oh, like you feel that there's a tension already.
Right. Like, why are you?
And people are gonna like, okay, guys, we're gonna start filming. Remember tips of the day: don't get close to. And it's like, really, man? Like, are we talking about this right now? And so it's crazy, man.
It fucks with your head a little bit when you're acting, right?
It does, man. And it only... The thing is, if you're acting, you're acting, man. But, like at least for me, like a Mexican, Latino, like, I go up to people like, hey, how you doing? And I go for a kiss every time that I say hello. And some girls are like... And they extend the hands. It's like, oh, shit. And you get paranoid. You get paranoid. You're like...
Oh, I don't like when guys...
Did I already fuck up? And it's like, no, man, like... It's all about chill, but there's always that.
Actors
vibe.
Are touchy feely anyway. That they're
acting is the only reason I got into I got into it because I wanted to rub girls' shoulders.
Yeah, actors backstage, they're giving back rubs. That always.
No.
That was Zapata like, got into
least,
it.
At least not he in the shows that I've.
Robert Zapata got in it for the shoulder rubs.
Let's say in the theater, it's like
in
that.
Theater is like that. Yeah. Theater is like that.
Yo, but theater is another world, man. Like theater is like you get naked in front of. The whole castmates while you're changing and nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Girl, guy, does not matter. But, you know, in Mexico, there was a really young show, like a TV, like high school type of show.
everyone was like 15 to like 18. And that show turned into like a...
orgy?
An orgy, man.
Damn.
What's the name of that show?
La Prepa de Palos.
Literally, man. It's crazy. Because...
un camino
and the thing is like, okay, they did the thing. And then in Mexico, there was a... They tried to do a Me Too movement. It
la
didn't work
chilendrina.
Out at all.
Because
the thing is like, the actress that actually spoke up got rejected by everyone in
Gloria
the business.
Gloria Trevi.
Yeah, I think it's harder out there to do it out there.
Gloria Trevi was like... She wasn't
every
even the Me Too. No, I'm talking about like maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. They tried to do like a Harvey Weinstein type of thing in Mexico. And the thing is like they dated a year before. And so like the story was so unwise that it didn't make sense. And it backfired on her a lot. And so I'm just thinking like if that Me Too thing goes into Mexico, like those guys in the show, like they can talk about like some serious shit that went on set. So it's crazy, man. Like at the end of the day, it's a job.
I know, especially with all those fucking nalgas around in Televisa and all that shit.
Yeah,
Televisa is a scary place.
Remember Chucha right here?
Chucha.
I thought I was like Lisa, right? Chucha.
Yeah.
You look like Chucha. You're like
Sucia.
What's
you hear
up?
The dog snoring.
Hell yeah, my dog wasn't snoring. What's
it's
up, fool?
Right? Yeah, it sounds like a lawnmower. Like,
shout out to Squishy over here snoring. Where can people find you at, Michelle?
Guys, remember, you can Instagram? Find me at Instagram, Mitch underscore Duval. M-I-C-H, no T. M-I-C-H underscore D-U-V-A-L.
You're a bad motherfucker.
You can find me on Instagram. I have a little production house in Mexico City, so you can find me on YouTube as Luna Films. I have like original content. I'm partnered up with a business friend of mine. So we throw sketches,
you
web series.
Too?
I'm on Twitter too. You'll find me
same
on Instagram.
Handle?
Same handle, yeah.
Sweet.
So you'll find me.
Best tacos you ever had in Mexico City, where at?
Wow, man. They're not considered tacos, but they're called costras, which is like a taco. Costras del Bandaja, they're called, man. It's just unbelievable. Costra is a taco, but with like a layer of cheese. Made
bolita,
like hard.
Well, that's basically like your tostada, the cheese. Right?
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah,
that's more a volcán.
Okay,
you know it's a crazy because a volcán is it's the same thing as
a volcán.
As a
bolita.
Yeah, kind of. You know, a costra is a volcán just folded up. And the fact that you folded up the tortilla makes it a costra, not a volcán. The volcán is open tortilla.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So, you know,
okay.
It's so weird.
So
it's like the same
taco.
You're talking about
bro.
That tortilla that, like, I've seen it. It's like that. You throw in the meat, then you close it.
Yeah.
That's just good.
And not only that, it shields costra because it has a layer of burnt cheese inside.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it a costra.
You put meat, guacamole, everything else, right?
Yo, I'm a disgrace to my country because I do not fuck with avocado and beans.
What? Oh, man.
I knew you were Peruvian in real life.
There, I know. What happened?
There's a door.
I knew you from Bolivia.
What's going on?
I don't eat guacamole. I don't eat avocado. But I go, you know, like tacos al pastor.
Are you Bush Escobar now?
Tacos al pastor is my everything, man.
Oh, was a little bit of pineapple or no pineapple?
Pineapple all the way, man. With everything. Onion, cilantro, pineapple.
Oh, exactly like that, dog. Shit.
And salsa verde.
Ostras in there.
Salsa verde. Green
sure.
sauce, man.
What's up, fool? Are you going to be at Johnny?
Oh, I'm at the dojo tonight, and then I have a show at the Harvard Yard Bar in Koreatown on Thursdays.
Oh, wow.
With Rizzo?
Rodrigo?
Raleigh, North Carolina, yo.
We're going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina this week, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget about these dates. I heard
some slang. My friend, her boyfriend is from Mexico City, and this has some crazy slang that I never heard before. No son chilaquiles. You know what that means?
No.
But he has to say son enchiladas?
No son chilaquiles. It's not about food at all. Okay. It's not easy. It's not fast.
Chilango don't eat beans.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
And then there's another one she said... she said, there's so many DFA sayings. For example, someone asks, ¿De quién es esta casa? You can answer, su servieta.
Yeah, su servidor.
Which means, like, yours truly.
Yours truly.
But servieta, like, napkin.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is, like, so su weird. Servilleta.
It's like servidor, right?
It's servidor.
Yeah.
And instead of saying su servidor, it's su servilleta,
it's interesting,
man.
Though.
Yeah.
What's up, fool? Don't forget, man, February 22nd through 24th. That's this week. This week, I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina with Toby Hicks. If you want tickets, hit me up at fans@felipesworld.com. Ask for them. If you want tickets for Miami, hit me up at fans@felipesworld.com. March 8th through the 10th.
Yeah.
Brand new improv. Hit me up. San Angelo, Texas, March 15th. Wichita, Kansas, March 16th. Grand Junction, Colorado, March 23rd. Dallas, Texas, March 29th through the 31st. Also, people, I'm coming to New York City to the to Carolines
in June
20th to the 22nd. Also, I'm coming to, hopefully, I'm coming to the San Jose Improv. We're going to do it live. I might have murder. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.